I'm an Addie named Julia. And I wasn't nervous because I wasn't thinking. But now I'm, as I sat here, like I'm nervous. I don't know why, but I know that whatever happens, God is with me, and whatever He wants me to say is what's going to come out of my mouth. And I pray, like, to please for Him to allow me to touch at least one person here tonight to use me as an instrument of His love. I come from a very freaking dysfunctional family. They never function. My parents gave me away when I was 2 months. As a result of that, I've been looking for love in all the wrong places for as long as I could remember. I got 9 brothers. I'm the only girl. Growing up, I jumped from family to family. For some strange reason, I always ended up home with my parents. They got into another fight. And then here I go to the family of the flavor of the week, whichever family wanted it. So I always felt like I didn't belong. I always felt less than. I always validated myself with what I did, including that behavior is still with me. And I practice that in the room of Narcotics Anonymous, which I'm finding out that I don't have to try so hard anymore because I'm welcome and I'm accepted and I receive the love in Narcotics Anonymous just because I'm an addict. But it's been a long journey to get to that point. I just recently I'm beginning to scratch that surface. I've never been satisfied with who I was because I always been jealous of people that had the mommy and the daddy because I never had one. I could swear that I would never do to my kids what my parents did to me, but I ended up doing to them the same thing but different. The only thing that I have ever valued in my life been my kids. And as a result of the drugs, I gave them away because I didn't have the ability to stop. I always been looking for something outside of myself to make me feel whole, you know. And I'm going to be honest with you. I love the way the drugs make me feel. I really hate who I become and the things that I have to do to get one more. I don't ever have to feel desperate again. I don't ever have to go to bed hungry again. I don't have to go to bed dirty anymore. I wash my clothes, you know. I take a shower every day. I go to eat, and you guys see, you know. I'm a full-blown addict. I love ice cream, too. I'm the one enemy now. So I learned to value what Narcotics Anonymous have done for me. How many of you guys have ever used again? I mean, have relapsed at one time or another. I know I did. My message is for you guys. I've been in 38 detoxes in rehabs. The reason that I wasn't able to stay clean was because I was in refusal. I was in refusal to follow clear-cut directions from the people that love me, from the people in the here that been around there. They told me you don't ever have to do. If you do what we do, like you would stay clean. But I always been a dolphin, so I always was looking for a shortcut, and I wanted the benefits of what this program had to offer. Without doing the work, it doesn't work like that. Shortcuts always got all the time got me high. And I'm gonna tell you that. A very sensitive issue for me is my kids because I wanted to love them. I wanted to be there for them, and I just couldn't. And, oh, God, I got to go because I'm nervous now. I swear that I would never do to my kids what they did to me. I wanted to love them, be a part of them. I wanted to be a mom, but I couldn't. I didn't know how to be a mom because no one taught me how to be a mom. Wow. I hooked up with the dope man because I thought that if I hook up with the dope man, like I would never run out of dope. Yeah. And I married the dope man. I have two kids by the dope man, and it didn't work out. I hopped from bar to bar, from place to place, and somebody in the midst, I really believe that even though I was using, like God always was looking after me, a dope man gave me some advice and told me, you don't belong doing these things. You deserve so much better. And I don't know why he told me that, but I took that at heart. And I moved town and I decided, see, my first husband, like he was really, really handsome. And he had money, he was good looking. He was like a guy from a magazine. So I decided to leave the drugs alone, move to another town, and I said, well, you know, I'm not going to repeat the same mistake. I'm going to find me the ugliest fucking guy in town, and I'm going to marry him, because nobody is going to love him, because my first husband devastated me, because he was so cute, and he had the money and the dope, and with dope comes woman, and I think that the worst thing that a man can do to a woman is cheat on them, because he destroyed the self-esteem. And all I ever wanted was to be loved. I didn't know how to say, please love me just as I am. Don't, please, you're hurting me. But he hurt me. I wanted to hurt him back. Whatever he did to me, I did to him. I have these two kids, and I left town. And I hooked up with this ugly guy, and I can't even stand looking at the pictures anymore. And I stayed with this ugly guy for 17 years. I have a kid, but he was different. He didn't use drugs. He was a workaholic. But you know what happened? That when he cheated on me, I was devastated. I didn't have to. I went back to drugs. I was able to put drugs down for about 9 years. And I know what gave me the illusion to cease the pain. See, what drugs for me don't take the pain. They just give me a false self of illusion. It's like a pretense, like it's not there, but in all reality, it's always there. It never goes away. It's like the rat in the freaking whatever it is, the circle thing going. That's what the drugs do for me. And when he cheated, I was devastated. And I went and I started doing drugs again. And that was in and out of institutions. From owning a home, I became homeless. Prostituted myself. I stole a life. I cheated. I did whatever it is that I needed it to do to get one more. And no shame in my game. I'm not ashamed of them things anymore, because them ugly things had to happen so I could become a beautiful person today. I am not the mistakes I have made. No more. I become on the daily basis the choices that I make. And I'm gonna tell you one thing. If you have things that you are ashamed of, you know what? Let them go. Because it doesn't matter what happened in the past, what matter it is, what is your problem, how can we help you, and what can we do to become, to begin to create who we were meant to be. In the basic text in page 3 says that we didn't choose to become an addict, which means that the disease was there way before I put the substance on my body. And there is freedom for me on that, because it tells me that I have choices. And if I have choices, so do you. I don't know about nobody else, you know. Going back to my story, you know. So I was devastated. I became homeless. I didn't want to stop. My kids hated me. They were ashamed of me. They didn't want nothing to do with me. I will say I'm sorry. I will cry with my daughter. I'm never going to do this again. And and I will end up doing it. And I really, really, every time I said I'm sorry, like I really, really meant it, I didn't know how to stay stop. You know? And my oldest son, which he still to this day has this love-hate relationship with me, I'm still haven't been able to fully make amends, and it hurts. I struggle with this because he remembers the most. He used to sing to me, bad boys, what they gonna do when they come for you? I was getting high, and he's singing, he was fucking my high. I wanted to kill him. I remember this little 7-year-old baby telling me, Mom, I love you. I remember the pain. I didn't know that I was producing so much pain to my kids. I did to my kids the same shit that my parents did to me, particularly. I'm gonna tell you that I have a beautiful relationship with my baby, that I have been able to make amends to my daughter. I mean, the making amends to my oldest. He wrote me a letter about 2 weeks ago, and he told me that he was proud of me and he loved me. I wrote him back, and he haven't wrote me back. I was trying to buy his love, send him a little bit of money, hoping that for more money he could write me. Didn't work. It's going to be on God's time. I got to be honest. The truth of the matter it is, I came into Fort Lauderdale. I went to this treatment center. And I was looking for a little bit of approval for my daughter. They gave me like 10 days. And I called my daughter, I'm clean, I'm never going to do this. I didn't have no intention to stop it. I had no intentions. I didn't have no desire. I love drugs too much. My daughter's reaction was so soon. And so I went to the therapist looking for a little bit of acceptance. My daughter thinks it's too soon. You can't send me home. And what ended up happening was the fault got lifted. 54 days later, they said, you could go home. They said, if you go, send me home. I'm going to get high. Please don't send me home. And they gave me a choice of California or Florida. I can't. At that time, there was a lot of earthquakes in California. I ain't going there. I could deal with a tornado. I'm one. And I ended up here in Florida. And I went to a treatment center, and they put me out after being there 5 days because I was sexually acting out. I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. But what happened was that I started getting clean. I had like 60 days, 64 days. And I saw this guy, I danced with him, my hormones started screaming. It's on, I'm in love. In all reality, what I was, it's in loss. And they kicked me out, they sent me to the homeless shelter in Broward in Salvation Army, and there was two old ladies there, 154 and 160, and they were discussing how they were going to hit the lotto, where were they going to get the next hit. They went outside to smoke whatever they had on them, and I made a conscious effort again that I didn't want to be 54 years of age and be homeless again. And I tried to stay clean. I hooked up with this guy because I still couldn't leave them boys alone. He died and I killed him. Another excuse to run. So I have used in the last 13 years 3 times in Florida. Getting high in Florida really sucks. People over here are mean. I'm telling you, people over here are mean. It's not like up north that everybody takes care of everybody. Over here, people are vicious. I couldn't handle it over here. And I'm going to be honest with you. What have happened for me when I decided... when I decided to put the, how much money time I have?
Don't worry.
What decided to happen? I hooked up with another guy that 10 days in treatment, and we moved in together. About a year later, I used because his penis didn't work and he couldn't tell me that there was something wrong. And he doesn't love me, he's cheating. And see, that's a lesson in everything. I'm going to learn the lesson. I'm going to learn the lesson the hard way, the easy way, with pain, without pain. But I'm going to learn what God wants me to learn when he wants me to learn it. So he put a guide in my life and the shit didn't work, and I'm still with him. And I don't cheat. And I'm faithful. And he loved me. And I feel safe. And I feel secure. And he paid my mortgage. And he left me to do accordingly anything that I want. And to me, that is love. It's not the money. It's not the sex. I love him because who he is, how he treats me. He's just a wonderful human being. Bottom line, the program didn't work for me because I wasn't willing to work it. Because in the reading that someone read, how it works, said, if you want what we have to offer, then you do what you do. But show me what you're doing. The truth of the matter it is that we, right now, everybody's here. Is doing some of the stuff that we need to do. Go to meetings, get a sponsor, work some steps, do a little bit of assignment, make some phone calls. It's not so much. What is an hour in 15, 20 minutes a day? It's nothing compared to the agony, the pain, the misery, the drug induced me. It's nothing. It's okay. This is like I'm cruising. I don't know. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love this program because when I came into the rooms, I was broken. I was defective. I was in need. I needed a love. Like the water. They didn't tell me stop cussing. They didn't tell me go take a shower. Because I was funky too. They told me keep coming back. And I came. And I have come to believe that this program works. I don't look at the people that have been here before anymore. I used to think they were like my gods. I look at them to have evidence that this program worked because now the evidence I'm leaving that I'm not homeless anymore, that I have a job, that I haven't been late, that I haven't called in sick, that they just gave me vacation days and they paid me to stay home. That is like some wild stuff, you know? That I got insurance. That's some good stuff, you know? You know, the love that I've been seeking all my life, I have found in the room of Narcotics Anonymous. I don't have to sleep with Tom, Dick, or Harry because I want attention. Instead, I could go into a meeting and say, I need attention. Oh, I could raise my hand and add all toodaloo. You know what? These amazing ladies that came here, a whole bunch of people told me they were going to come and support me. At the end, everybody has something to do. But at least I have three people that came to support me. They gave me love. They made me feel that I am important, that I deserve the time, that I am worthy. I couldn't find that when I was getting high, because it was only based in how much money I had and how much that money that lasts. And after that money was gone, bitch, you got to go. And that is for real. For real, for real. I don't ever, ever, ever have to feel desperate again. I don't ever, ever have to continue inducing pain in my life again. I have a choice to be a free, happy, courageous woman of Narcotics Anonymous. And that is what you guys have made me. And you know what? I never thought that I would be able to stay clean. I never thought. I am a miracle. And the reason that I am a miracle is because I see miracles in front of me right here. Because my sponsor says that to be a miracle is to see one. To see one is to be one. Figure that shit out. I'm cool. I don't know about nobody else. I'm going to say this. In the basic tech in page 19 says that all steps are the principles that make our recovery possible. And what I'm going to say is, why come to a 12-step fellowship and not work steps? Why? If you're not working towards your recovery, check this one out. You're working towards your relapse, and there's not an in-between. If you're not doing the do will do you. I don't know. I'm a free woman. I say who, when, how, and for how long. If you don't like it, you gotta get stepping. That I was homeless and I own a home today. That I was a high school dropout and I have a career today. And the only program, promise that this program have offered me was freedom from active addiction. But with freedom from active addiction, there have come so many gifts. And you know what? I'm greedy. Because I want more of what this program has to offer me. There is no limits to what this program have to offer me. And you know what? I'm going to close with this because with two things. Okay, two things. I want you to look to your right. I'm serious. Look to your left. Okay, I'm going to tell you that we all can make it if we work it. That recovery is possible. I came in here because I was broken. What keeps me in here is the love that you guys give me. Get up and give the person next to you a hug. Because that's what's going to save you.
For the right reasons, though.
That's what keeps me coming back. The love that you guys give me on the daily basis. Thank you for letting me be here.